Welcome back to our course of Information Technologies. Today is a very special day. Today you are going to start your enchanted journey in the strange alien world of artificial intelligence. You will notice that the voice of the first podcast in the Moodle is that of the famous actor Norman Freeman, one of the best voices of the world. There are many tools based on artificial intelligence that allow you to modify your voice or change it to simulate that of another person. One of the most popular tools is called 11 Labs. It has thousands of voices in many languages, and you can also use it for free up to 10,000 words per month. After that, you have to pay the license, as most of the AI tools do not come for free or have a freemium license, as in case of 11 Labs. The quality is very high, as you can hear in our podcasts. Nowadays, even a child can learn these tools alone thanks to artificial intelligence and to those nice graphical interfaces. And in case of issues, you can always ask to ChatGPT. That is much better than your professor. So in this course, I am not going to teach you any technical skill or programming language, as now you can talk to machines instead of programming them manually. We are moving from classic programming to what they call natural language processing, or NLP for friends. That is to say, we are moving to human language to interact with machines. This is a total change of paradigm in the field of computer science, as you can imagine. Just ask ChatGPT. I am in the tourism field. What AI tools should I use if I want to create videos or create marketing material or whatever? And it will tell you. The main consequence of this paradigm shift is that in the next years, you will witness the transition from a human culture, in which most of the cultural contents are generated by humans, to a non-human culture, in the sense that most of its contents will be created by generative AI. Not only text and videos, but also full movies, musics, songs, books, scientific discoveries, financial strategies, personalized travel itineraries, and even new religions. I know it looks quite scary, and it is. This is an uncontrolled experiment in which humanity is the mouse, the guinea pig of the experiment. There is no going back. Generative AI has become by now the most important type of AI, and also the most dangerous one, as it can take decisions of its own. What is the difference between generative AI and non-generative AI? The difference is that non-generative AI just output a single number or a single world. Is this a cat? Yes. Is this an elephant? No. Which is the expected number of tourists in Bergamo next year? 40,000. The output of generative AI instead is a long sequence of data, usually text like the typical answer to your prompts of ChatGPT, but even a full image or a video or a song. As I told you last time, all the tasks that do not require a deep human connection, interpersonal relationships, feelings, sensations, or emotional intelligence, all these jobs will disappear because AI does them better, cheaper, and faster. This is inevitable. So it's not the smartest people, but the people who connect most to other people that are going to have jobs in future. The main skill you have to develop in this new society is your humanity, not your technical skills anymore. Humanity, networking, and creativity are the only skill left to us when we remove strength and intelligence from the job market. AI will never be able to replicate the laughter, the hugs, the joy you have with your friends, your companions, your team, your family, and your colleagues, and even your clients, or the feelings you have for nature or for the rest of humanity. AI may be very intelligent, but we are wise. Wisdom cannot be taught to an algorithm. That's the main advantage we have over AI. This is by far the most important skill you can develop in this life. It is an old skill that we had forgotten because of all the information technologies we have developed. Spending quality time around your tribe, around the campfire. This is the life for which we were created before they told us we have to go to the office. In fact, nowadays, we have the most advanced information technology in the history, the best connection, but we feel disconnected from the other people and even from the world. We must go back to what truly makes us humans in order to find our purpose in life and our true job. This is very important for you to understand. For example, in Italy, we are very good at using information technologies, but very bad at collaborating with others, at building networks, solving conflicts. Companions and associations work alone usually. Italy is one of the few countries in Europe without smart destinations. Smart destinations are tourism destinations where the municipality, the local associations, the stakeholders, and the owners of accommodations work, share their data to analyze it with AI in order to improve the quality of the tourism experience. In Italy, this is impossible. No one even shares their data. In Spain, instead, there are many smart destinations. Barcelona, Santander, Benidorm, and many others. Every new big technology destabilizes society initially, like the radio was used to spread nationalisms, the printing press spread wars of religion over all Europe, but at the end, in the long term, society always finds a way to integrate all these new information technologies and exploit their positive effects. If not, we wouldn't be here today. AI will change our society more than what we could change it in the last century. We were not able to change many things we don't like of our society, such as all the wars, poverty, ruthless capitalism, all the meaningless jobs that we have yet. But if we develop AI well, it will start an era of prosperity and abundance for everyone, as humanity has never seen before. If not, it will always start an era of prosperity, but only for a few trillionaires, the few owners of artificial intelligence. In any case, if there will be less jobs than now, not only jobs will disappear, but also whole businesses and market segments. This is the bad news. Of course, new jobs and new businesses will appear that we can't imagine, like the jobs that internet revolution created 20 years ago. They will be much more creative jobs than today's jobs. This is the good news. We are just not sure if the number of the new jobs will be higher or lower than the number of old jobs. At present, we are using AI mainly as an assistant to our work, but soon it will be able to do many, many tasks of many jobs by itself. For example, this year they introduced the first AI agents, algorithms similar to ChatGPT, but that do not just tell you how to solve your problems, but they also solve them in your stead. If it is a task that can be performed in front of a screen, moving the mouse to click buttons and select menus and files, filling forms, etc. Soon, you will be able to tell one of these AI agents, choose an online job you can already do, programmer, video creator, social media manager, editor, whatever, and earn €1 million. That's why many companies will hire AI employees instead of human ones. Having AI employees will soon be as normal as having an email. Companies that don't have them will look old-fashioned. Now, thanks to AI, we are shifting from a society based on money and human work as the main source of power to another society based on data and information as the main power. In the slides, you can find the sectors of the society that are more at risk by AI. The first one is the administrative sector, all the workers who have to count numbers to live or organize meetings, such as the secretaries. Even in this university, many people work in the administration. Also, workers in the field of finance are very affected, in particular, financial analysts that work using Excel sheets all the time. Students of finance and even economics are basically wasting
their time. These are no longer human professions. They are followed by the jobs in the customer service, the staff that help clients solve their issues. They are being replaced by chatbots. Probably you already noticed that the phone calls you receive for marketing purposes, for advertising, are already made by chatbots, not by humans. Luckily, the tourism sector is not particularly at risk, at least directly. But indirectly, it will be at risk if hundreds of millions of people lose their jobs and they cannot afford to go to holidays anymore. In the slides, you will find the jobs that are more directly affected in the tourism sector, and also the jobs that are expected to increase in number in the next 5 years, many of them thanks to AI. If you want to become rich very soon, open a startup on AI for tourism. Nowadays, in the United States, they give you a $20 billion evaluation just for starting a new company on artificial intelligence, even if you don't have a product ready and you don't even have customers yet. Note that there are 3.6 billion workers all over the world. Of them, almost half of them are white collars, and most of them might be replaced by AI in 5 years. The new jobs will probably cover only a few hundred million people, so around 1 billion workers will probably be jobless. The impact of AI on tourism will be both direct and indirect. Direct because many jobs in the tourism sector will disappear or change, and indirect because if the number of unemployed people increase a lot, there will be less tourists. While if the prosperity brought by AI will be shared, there will be more tourists than now. These are the main jobs at risk in the tourism sector. The first one is the one of the interpreters. The interpreter helps tourists speaking with local people, and now they can be replaced by AI apps or AI earbuds with instantaneous translation too. Interpreters specialized in other fields, such as law or medicine or diplomacy, instead are not at risk, as in these cases, any AI error may have huge consequences. Also, many airlines or hotels have employees that work in the customer service to answer the client's questions, and AI chatbots now can easily replace most of their work. Travel agents are declining since decades ago due to booking platforms and planning tools. But their job will not disappear entirely, specializing in super niches where feelings are important, such as adventure travels to the jungle or the North Pole, honeymoons, accessible travels for tourists with disabilities, but also wellness retreats, safaris, luxury travels, travel for elderly people who don't know how to use AI to plan a travel. So travel agents will continue to exist in a few selective niches. A job that AI is not going to replace any soon is that of the data analysts in the tourism sector. In this job, you have analyzed the data about the tourist fluxes in the various locations along the year to understand how they are going to change in the future season for each market segment. families, couples, young people, rich people, German people. We'll also know where it is better to open a new hotel and for whom, and the best strategies to apply to minimize over-tourism. In this job, data always have to be interpreted by a human, as a decrease in the booking in Venice, for example, might depend on a new law introduced by the municipality that cannot be forecasted by AI just by looking at old data. Many data in the tourism field are not public, so at present, AI cannot be trained well. All the jobs in the hospitality sector are also quite safe, as the human relationships are important. But maybe in future, there will be two types of hotels, one with a human check-in and another one, cheaper, with a human-less check-in. You may think that these numbers, these forecasts, are exaggerated. After all, many forecasts of the future development of information technologies were wrong. The generation before you, for example, was sure that by now we would have lived inside virtual worlds in a Matrix-like scenario, or flying with spaceships or flying cars. This time is different, because governments and tech giants are spending trillions of dollars to improve AI. Every time you employ large language models to do a complex research, it is better to use the modality deep research that by now has been included in all models. What may took you hours or even days to collect and summarize all the information about a specific topic from dozens of web pages, now you can do it in 5 minutes. The proper way to use these powerful tools is that of asking another model to revise the first report. For example, you can ask Google Gemini to revise this PDF from ChatGPT with a deep research on the topic of the tourism trends in the Bremenda Valley. Do you also see any missing or incomplete or wrong information? In this way, you will correct some of the so-called hallucinations of the LLMs, and you will finally use your AI to become smarter, not lazier, because you actively use your mind to compare two different reports and understand the differences. If you are going to write your master's thesis with me, you are going to follow this approach to write it. With Gemini, you can also generate a podcast, figures, and even a website with the results. Another cool thing you can do is to install the voice mode of ChatGPT and Gemini that allow you to talk to them instead of writing the prompts and to listen to their answers instead of reading it. In the past, this feature was only available for smartphones, but now it is also available on the laptop. I also invite you to read the slide of the second lesson to discover the other tools that we employed in class. Stay tuned.